sword in the spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other. And, Lord, we thank you that you are our rear guard. What a great God you are. Oh, my God, you are awesome. You are awesome in all your ways. And we come to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We give you praise and thanksgiving. Well, welcome to Bible Story Lane. We're grateful you joined us this morning as we continue in prayer. Oh, God, we say your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. Let the gates of our life and our city be open for the King of Glory. Come in. Come in to Jacksonville. Come in to Carolina. Come in to Houston, Texas. Come in, Lord God, to Daytona Beach, Florida. Come in, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, God, to Ferndina Beach, Florida. Come in, Lord God, to Mississippi, Alabama. Come in to every city in our nation. Come in, oh, God. You are the King of Glory. Let the gates of our lives be open to the King of Glory. Come in, oh, God. Lord, you reign. You are clothed in majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens and your kingdom rule over all. Hallelujah. Let men bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all we thank you. Let men bless you in all places. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you in all places of your dominion. Let your kingdom, oh, God, come. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of your glory in your kingdom. Hallelujah. And talk of your power. Hallelujah. Let all men know your mighty acts and your glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders and following. Yep. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, Father, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, Father. Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Hallelujah. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the kingdom. Overthrow the thrones of the wicked kingdoms. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom, O God. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. We seek your kingdom. We seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, Father. And all these things shall be added unto us. O God, break and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you. You are Lord, you are God, and you are King. In the mighty name of Jesus, what a great God you are. What a holy Father you are. We bless your name today in Jesus' name. Well, good morning, Bible Storyland family. We are so grateful you joined us. It is Senior Citizens Day, and we are rejoicing because we are seniors. Many of us are seniors, and we are praising God that he brought us thus far, never to leave us, never to forsake us. So I'm grateful to God for each of you. I love you, but you already know God loves you more than I have the capacity to do so. He is God. He is Lord, and we can't even begin to compare. We can't even begin to compare. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
What are you going to play this morning?
I surrender all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. obedient to God, doing what he wants us to do. So we serve a great God, the Lord God Almighty, and he wants us to live in faith, trusting in him.
Hallelujah.
Solomon was a wise man. He didn't always make wise choices, but he did get wisdom from God, and that allowed him to make wise choices. He was a man that God gave not only wisdom, but he gave him riches, and he didn't even have to ask for it. So I think today for what he did for Solomon, you know, God is no respecter of persons. He'll do the same thing for us. But we got to ask in faith, believing in God, knowing that he will hear, he will answer. Now, you know, Solomon reigned at a very early age. And, you know, he confessed his weaknesses and his ignorance. He said, God, give your servant. He called God. He told God, I'm your servant. Give me an understanding heart. Because of his wise choices, he requested that God grant him wisdom. And God did that to him. God is faithful to his children. What can we learn today from Solomon? We can learn that Solomon, you know, we can do like Solomon. We can ask God for guidance. I don't know about you, but I don't know the way, but I know the way maker. And so I said, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Order my steps today. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. But God knows what he wants us to do, where he wants us to go. And, you know, in the Bible it says, Lord, send me. I'll go. Is that your testimony? No matter what age you are, you can say, Lord, send me. I'll go. So today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring senior citizens, especially those that belong to the Lord. We pray for those who are not saved yet, and we pray for their salvation. We pray, Lord God, that you would save every person, elderly especially, that's not saved, because they don't have much time ahead. We don't have much time ahead of us like children. Oh, I can't even say children anymore. Because the enemy is slaughtering our children. We don't know when they're going to leave this earth, but we got to prepare them to meet their maker. We got to prepare. And we got to, as senior citizens, we got to be prepared. We got to ask the Lord to, Lord, forgive us and save us. You know what the Bible says about salvation. We got to be saved. So I'm going to ask, Brother Edward is on. Brother Edward, would you pray a prayer for senior citizens today?
All righty. Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the privilege and honor to come together to be a blessing to one another and to pray for our senior citizens, God, because you have given us wisdom and understanding. And, Lord, you said that we are to acknowledge you and to teach the young people how they are to behave and act. And Father God, I pray as we as senior citizens be a light and an example for the young people, they might see the glory and the goodness of the Lord upon our lives. Oh, God, you allowed us to be here for such a time as this. And we bless your holy name. We exhort you. We lift you up. And we thank you, O God, for the days and years you have given us. Oh, we just thank you for health and strength and for a mind. Oh, God, it's a blessing to have a mind to say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Bless us, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we might draw others unto you. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And, Lord, we continually pray for senior citizens that are not saved yet. They would acknowledge you before they leave this earth as their Lord and Savior. They would live faithful unto death. They would do a work, oh, God, according to what you purpose for them to do. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that it would not be just a deathbed confession, but while they have breath in their bodies and they're able to move, that they would call on your name and say, Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I need to be saved. Lord, grant me salvation. And, Lord, it's a gift. Salvation is a gift. And you said in your word, Lord God, that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that you raised Jesus on the third day, we shall be saved. So So, you know, I thank the Lord this morning that salvation is that gift that we need. Sister Rutha is on. Also, Sister Rutha, would you pray for senior citizens this morning? I appreciate it.
I'd love to. Can I also do a poem?
Okay. I got you down for a poem, but can you pray first?
Okay. I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to call on your most holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that the Lord has made. We thank you that we have breath in our bodies, that we can open up our mouths and give thanks and praise unto God. We thank you, Lord God, that when people see us, they see Jesus, that when we open our mouths, they hear Jesus. Father God, we thank you that we are a light, Lord God, that cannot be hid. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to stop being so quiet and so timid, Lord God, but to open up our mouths and share with people the love of Christ. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that this is our chance to get it right. Right here on earth is where we have to get it right, Lord God, if we're going to see you. So, Lord God, we ask you to keep our steps, Lord God, that we will, Lord God, follow in your way, Lord God, in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I didn't forget about your poem, though. I'm going to let you do it soon if you don't mind. Hallelujah. So we are praying for, you know, senior citizens throughout the world, not just here.
Yeah.
America, but throughout the world. There are people all over the world that's not saved yet, that don't call on the name of Jesus. So we are calling on the name of Jesus and asking him to draw them by his precious love, draw the senior citizens. Well, it's praise time. Today we're going to be praising God like never before. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed and thankful this morning.
Well, we are blessed that you're back on with us. We missed you.
Well, thank you. I missed you all. I was in Louisville on last Saturday and really had an appointment to be there this morning, but we've had some sickness and had some deaths, and I just couldn't leave. I had to be home.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Yes, Last Saturday, Mother Jo Barnes, 95 years old, one of the mothers from Harrison Street Church, her homegoing celebration was last Saturday. And so we got back into Paducah at 4:45. I was able to make her homegoing celebration. But before that, at 11 o'clock, Sister Shirley Rouse's homegoing celebration was held. And they were both at the same church, Harrison Street Missionary Baptist Church, where Reverend Dr. James L. Hudson is the pastor, and he delivered both of those eulogies. So we have really been lifting that church up in prayer because they had two of their older members to pass away, and they were both funeralized on last Saturday. And then on Monday, one of our friends was found dead in his apartment. He's a little bit younger than I am. His name is Terry Stokes, and the Stokes family really needs our prayers. His celebration is going to be on Monday at 1 o'clock at our home church at Mount Moriah. So the Mount Moriah family needs your prayers. And then the daughter of one of the members from Macedonia is in cardiac care right now, but the doctors have announced that she's brain dead. 19 years old. So this is, her name is Jalen Ragsdale, and her mother is Jamie Legs. So the Legs and Ragsdale family really needs our prayers at this time. Yeah. But, you know, the Lord already told us that there would be days like this, but he has already equipped us. He's already given us everything that we need so that we can stand. But it gets a little bit difficult sometimes. It just does.
Yes, sometimes life can, you know, come in with all kind of things, but he gives us the strength through these different trials and tribulations, different things that we have to face.
He does. He tells us to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world.
Yeah.
We can cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us, and we're so thankful that he cares.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he cares.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, but do you know what? Even through it all, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So if you don't mind, that's the song I'd like to sing this morning, if you don't mind.
Amen. I love it.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
That was beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. I thank God for that testimony. That's a song is a testimony. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, stayed on the Lord, the one who created us, the one who blows very breath into our bodies, and we're living souls. I love it. Thank you so much. All right. We have her cousin on with us. Jackie Travis, she lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. I tell you, last week I went to a Black History program that Jackie gave. Oh, my God, I was so blessed. Oh, the program she did was beautiful. They were little beautiful programs in color. And oh, my God, different people. There were senior citizens there. They were there. They had people from city council, and we sang songs of praise, and I tell you what, I had a good time. I was so glad I went. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. It was a great time. We had a good time. I was trying to get in here singing with some of these senior citizens in the lobby real quick, because I'm down to the townhouse today.
Okay.
I'm going in.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'm gonna let Sister Ruth read a poem, okay? And you come as soon as she
sure,
finishes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you ready right now?
No. Go on, let them read the poem, darling.
Oh, okay. All right, Sister Ruth. What's the name of your poem? I'm sorry, couldn't understand you.
That's the title.
Okay, Sister Ruta is from Fernandina Beach, Florida, so we appreciate her. Go ahead.
I, always about me, myself, and I. I try not to be so self-focused.
Okay.
Then I recall how God had me on his mind before he formed the world, and I don't feel so bad. He knew me while I was in my mother's womb, called me by my name, set me apart for his glory. There is nothing I can do that takes God by surprise. I am the apple of his eye. I am at the core of everything God does. I am so precious to God that he moved men for my sake, take lives for me. When I think about his son hanging on the cross for my sin debt, all I can say is, here I am, Lord. Send me. I will go. For your glory, Lord, I will do anything. For your glory, Lord, I will do anything. I.
Amen. I love it. Woo! You wrote it, Sister Rutha?
Yes, ma'am. I write all my poems.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful. Whoa, wow, you got a poem book yet? I need a copy of that poem book.
When finances get right.
I got it. Well, Father, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your daughter, Sister Rutha, oh, God, will be able to publish her book with all her poems in them that you give her. And, Lord, I thank you that you're still downloading things in her that you want, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing for Sister Rutha. We thank you for blessing her, oh, God, with the scribe's anointing to continue writing poems, writing books, writing stories, not just for the elderly but for the children, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you're loading her up with benefits in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor you and we thank you that you are the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Well, we also have Jackie on with us this morning. Jackie works with senior citizens here in Jacksonville, Florida. She has a great family. You ready, Jackie?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll have Miss Mary. You going to help me say? You going to help me? Oh. Okay, me and Miss Mary is going to sing this little light of mine. I'm down in the lobby at the Tuskegee townhouse. And we're going to sing this for you all. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. All in your place. I'm gonna let it shine. All in this place. I'm gonna let it shine all in this place. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, cause Jesus is on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Yes, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Tell him what you want.
well, call him up, yeah, call him up, tell him what you want, yeah, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want, you just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yes, if you need Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Because Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yeah, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. I call him up. Oh, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Yes, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen. Yes, indeed. This little light of mine, Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. Tell him what you want. We can tell human beings what we want, but they can't give it to us. But Father God, he is our Father, and he can give us what we need, whether it's a healing in our body, whether it's to pay a bill, whether it's to bless and protect our children. Call him up and tell him what we want. He said we have not because we ask not, so we got to ask him. Tell him what we want. He's in the giving business. He is Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. What a great God we serve. All right, thank God. What's Miss Mary's name, Jackie? What's her last name?
Hey, Miss Mary Williams is on the radio with me.
Well, thank you, Miss Mary Williams. We appreciate you. Father God,
yes,
we ask
appreciate you
to bless Miss Mary Williams and touch her body, Lord. Heal those knees, Lord. Move any swelling from her ankles and her feet, Lord God. Oh, Father, I thank you that she knows how to call you on the main line. Oh, God, she knows your name, and she knows that you are Abba, Father. So bless Miss Mary and her family, Lord God. Oh, God, we just honor your presence. Thank you for Jackie, Lord God, and for her family, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
All right, you singing today?
Yes, I'm going to sing. My hallelujah, we lost to you.
Amen, I love it.
My hallelujah. We lost to you. My hallelujah. We lost to you. My hallelujah. We lost to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of my praise belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of our prayers belongs to you. All of our prayers belong to you. All of our prayers belong to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of our worship belongs to you. All of our worship belongs to you. All of our worship belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of my prayers belong to you. All of our prayers belong to you. to you. All of our prayers be lost to you. You deserve it. Lord, you deserve it. You deserve it. All of our worship be lost to you. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Everything we have belonged to him. Our worship, our praise, giving him glory. Thank you, Mother Fan. That was beautiful. I love that song. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us. We have Brother Edward on. Miss Ludell is going to be singing first, I pray, and then Brother Edward's going to come on next. Miss Ludell is in Applin, Georgia. And I tell you what, last month she turned 96. Yay! Good morning, Miss Ludell. Wait a minute. Hold on. I know she on here. Miss Ludell? She probably switched over to somebody called her. Miss Ludell? All right, she's not answering right now, but she is on. She'll be back in a minute.
Hello?
In the meantime?
Hello?
Hello. Oh, good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. How
are
you doing? How y'all doing?
All right.
Great. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing very good, thank God.
Amen. Yes, 96 years young. My God. God is so good to you and us, too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank him for it. I thank him for it.
I saw your picture on Facebook, your daughter wishing you happy birthday. I said, there's our mother on Facebook. You look so beautiful, Miss Ludell.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see it, too. I thought it was right beautiful as being 16.
Hallelujah.
16 and looking like that. That was all right.
Yeah, it was a beautiful picture. I thank God for you, Miss Ludell.
Thank you, darling.
You going to sing today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing, Tell Jesus I'm Coming.
Oh, my God.
Tell Jesus, tell Jesus, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. Oh, come to thee. When I wake up this morning, Lord, I'm calling on your holy name. Tell your sister, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. On home someday. When I waked up this morning, Lord, I know I had you on my side. Tell your member, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. On home someday. Oh, when I wake up this morning, Lord, when I wake up this morning, Lord, you know you were there for me. Tell your daughter, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. Coming home someday. Oh, I'll wake up this morning, Lord, when I wake up this morning, I know you was right there with me. Tell your sister, Lord, I'm coming, Lord, I'm coming, Lord, I'm coming on home someday. When I wake up this morning, I say, when I wake up this morning, Lord, I know you were right there with me. Amen. I saw the host this morning.
Amen. You sounded wonderful. I love it. You sounded great. Thank God for you. Yep.
Thank God.
Alice, tell Jesus I'm coming someday.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God.
And you know we going one day.
Yes,
ma'am. Oh,
yes. We going one day.
Yep, we are. Mm-hmm. I thank God. We're here right now.
Yes.
Praise his name, to call on his name, to honor him, give him glory. We're going to continue on this morning on Bible Storyland. We have Brother Edward Jameson on with us from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Brother Jameson.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Blessed and highly the favor.
Amen, amen. What you going to sing this morning?
Save us, Lord.
Amen.
All right, hallelujah. Here we are, save us, Lord. Here we are, save us, Lord. Here we are, God, save us, save us, Father. In Jesus' name, here we are. God save us. Here we are. Father, save us. Here we are. God save us. Save us. Father, save us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God save us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, save us. Here we are. God, save us. Save us. Father, in Jesus' name, here we are. God, use us. Here we are. Father, use us. Here we are. God, use us, Father, for your glory. Here we are, God, use us, here we are, Father, use us, here we are, God, save us, Father, for your glory, we want to be saved. God, save us. We want to be saved. Father, save us. We want to be saved. God, save us. Save us. Father, save us, Lord. God, let your power fall when your name is called. Through the downy roads, you still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me. Help my unbelief so I can tell all my friends that you have won again. You have won. Again, this is what I want you to do. Let your power fall when your name is called through the mountain rows. God, you still mighty and strong. You're the same yesterday, today, forever. So let your power fall when your name is called through the downy rows. You still mighty and strong. So fight the battle for me. Hear my unbelief so I can tell all my friends you have won again. You did it again. You have won again. God, let your power fall. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Right. Amen, amen. I love that song, brother. Thank you so much. Here we are, Lord, save us. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
So we thank the Lord for each one of you this morning. It's word time. It's word time on my storyline. I thank God for each of you coming on. But you know what? We pray, we sing, but we got to hear the word of God. A few months ago, I was in a restaurant in Jacksonville, Florida, with some of my sisters and brothers after church service, and I saw a couple sitting across, and I was led to talk to them, and I prayed with them, and I thank God that we, you know, keep in contact with one another. They live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and, you know, we love the Word of God. And God loves us with all of his heart, soul, and strength. And he wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And so, you know, God is requiring things of us today. The Word of God says, what doth the Lord require of us? But to fear the Lord, thy God, walk in his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which he commanded thee this day. For, you know, he's a good God, and the Lord requires certain things of us. So we got to make sure that we're obedient. And I'm thankful today for our speaker. Her name is Sister Alfreda Slingscale from Raleigh, North Carolina. Good morning, Sister Alfreda. How are you?
My name is Sister G. I am doing very well. I have truly enjoyed the other guests, and my heart is just full and thankful.
Amen, amen. You're on.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm a senior citizen, and I love the Lord, and I just can't God for all that he's doing and all that he's done and all that he's going to do.
Thank God, Lord,
placing Sister G in that restaurant and feeding her. She has blessed my life and my soul. And I know that God ordained that meeting, and I thank him for it. I just wanted to just say, you know, through life's journeys, my testimony is that God is with me, and he is with you all. And
a dollar real quick.
I'm sorry, that's Jackie. I'm going to put her on mute. She don't realize she's not. That's okay. Go ahead.
And so in essence, this is to help those young people that are coming after us, that life can have trials and tribulations, and that the way that I have endured or I give all the praise and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was there with me when I did not know how I was going to make it. And I just want to just thank him right now and give him all the praise and glory. And this little thought he gave me in my mind, and it was like we all have deserts in our lives. And that could be your finances. That could be your relationships. It could be your health. We all have deserts in our lives. And God gave me this thought. He says, you know, the Israelite people had to go through the desert. It was a 10-day trip. I can't remember how long, but it was a very, very short trip to get to the promised land. But because they were disobedient and they complained and they did so many things that were not of God, that the trip ended up being like 40 years. And then I thought, you know, God says, well, you know, when Jesus went into the desert and Satan tried to tempt him, and Jesus was there for only 40 days. And God revealed to me, he says, well, Alfreda, when you're going through your trials and tribulations, how long do you want to be in this desert? Do you want to be in the desert complaining, backbiting, doing everything that's not of me? Or you want to be in the desert like Jesus, praising, giving thanks and honor, and letting the devil know who God is? So you got a choice, your attitude, Alfreda, your attitude and your praise and worship will decide whether you're going to be in the desert 40 days or 40 years. You got a choice. And I chose God. And whatever trials or tribulations I have gone through now, I have to adjust my attitude because I don't want to be in the desert. But even though I'm in the desert, I know I'm not alone. And I give God all the praise and all the glory. I have would like to read to you today from Jesus Today, and it was written by, the author's name is Sarah Young, and this is when I'm going through things and I want to be Burger King. God lets me know, and you can put your name, I'm going to use my name, but you can, if you have an issue with this, you can put your name there. Right now, I'm going to put mine. And it says, Alfreda, humble yourself under my mighty hand. You are well aware of my powerful hand working in your life experiences. Sometimes you feel weighted down by my sovereign will, trapped by circumstances you cannot change. Alfreda, the temptation at such time is to grow impatient with me and my ways. But this will only frustrate you further, and your negative feelings will pull you down. Your impatience, Alfreda, will also alienate you from me. When you are feeling weighted down by your circumstances, change your perspective by looking up to me. Alfreda, muster the courage to say, Lord, I humble myself under your mighty hand. Submit to me and my ways in your life, even though you long to break free. This protects you from fighting against me, the creator and the sustainer of the universe. Instead of engaging in this battle, you cannot win. Use your energy to cope with the situation and learn from it. Trust that I will lift you up, relieve your suffering in my perfect, wisely anointed time. And these are the readings that go with that. It says, Alfreda, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. That is 1 Peter, 5th chapter, verse 6. The next one is, he has shown you, Alfreda, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's M-I-C-A-H. I'm not pronouncing it correctly.
Micah,
6th
yes.
chapter, 8th verse. The next one is, Alfreda, God gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. That's James 4th chapter 6 and 10th verse. And that's, you know, I just want to thank God for letting me come in contact with Sister G, for she has truly been a blessing. I thank her for allowing me to be on this program with the other guests. It has so blessed my heart, and I am so grateful. And I thank God for her and her ministry.
Amen. Well, Lord, I thank you for this mighty woman of God, Sister Alfreda, Lord, who you allowed me to meet. I thank you, Father God, that she even lives in the city of Raleigh, North Carolina, Lord. And I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for blessing her in safety and peace, giving her peace of mind. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that she is humbled herself under your mighty hand. And, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you will lift her up in due time. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're going to do great things through this mighty woman of God, and it's only just begun. I thank you, Lord God, that, oh, God, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the mighty things you're going to do through Sister Alfreda, Lord God. Bless her like never before. We cast her every care upon you because you care for her in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I Amen. Thank God for that word. It was awesome. Trials. Do you want to go see a trial? 40 years, 40 days, 11 days, journey. I tell you what, I was just studying about that. And Moses, this past week, God led me to study about Moses and the children of Israel, how they took. It was supposed to be an 11-day journey. It took them 40 years. Like Sister Alfreda said, they were murmuring, complaining. Oh, we don't like this Moses. We don't like that Moses. And when we come against the servants of God, we're coming against God. So God, you know, he got tired of their murmuring. You know, like she said, you know, we can't have it, Burger King. We can't have it our way. They wanted their way. Moses, we want meat. Moses, we want bread. And so, you know, God gave them what they wanted. They still wasn't satisfied. And that's how we are today. Sometimes we say, but, Lord, I wanted this. I wanted that way. Lord, I don't like this. Lord, I don't like that. We go to him with all these complaints. We overlook the good things that he does for us. And we look at all the negative. Oh, Lord, we come to complain. So then we say, I don't know why I keep going through this. Why I keep going? Because we keep murmuring and complaining to God. We keep telling him what we don't like. But we forget to tell him, Lord, I love you, Lord. Lord, you are my strength. You are my hope. Lord, we appreciate the fact that you let us live all these years. Lord, I thank you that my children are okay. Lord, I thank you that my husband's okay. Lord, I thank you that I'm okay in every aspect of my life. I'm still alive. Lord, I thank you that I'm above ground. Lord, I thank you that you made a way where there's seemingly no way. We got to give him praise. He don't want to hear all these complaints. He wants to hear praise. So I thank God that message just reminded us not to complain, but to give him praise. So I thank God for that message, Sister Alfreda. We appreciate you. So now we're talking about salvation. That's God's gift to us. God give us great. He give his children good gifts and add no sorrow. So, you know, Romans 10:9 says, if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that he resurrected Jesus on the third day, you shall be saved. So if there's anyone on the line who's not saved, say so, and we'll walk you through the plan of salvation this morning. Anybody not saved? All right. Well, the Bible also talks about backsliders. It said rebellion is against God. When you know to do right and you don't do it, that's backsliding. So we have to ask God to forgive us and repent of our sins and ask God to help us. You know, sometimes pride get in the way. Go like, oh, I don't want people to know I'm in sin. I've been there. I've done that, trying to hide it. But sometimes God will expose it. He'll say, wait a minute now, Caritha. You know that wasn't right. You call him up and apologize. Wait a minute now, Caritha. I want you to repent of that. And don't you know I'm grateful that the Most High God pointed out my faults, my sins, and made corrections in me? Oh, yes, he does. He put his finger on it. He let us know when we did wrong. And we got to not have pride and say, Lord, it's me again, standing in the need of prayer. I sinned against you, the Most High God. I sinned against my brother. I sinned against my sister. Forgive me, Lord. I sinned against the children. Forgive me, Lord. I sinned against this person, Lord God. But most of all, I sinned against you. Lord, make me whole. We got to be, you know, confess it. Just let it go and confess it. So is there anyone on here who needs to confess a fault? Say, look, I'm backslidden. Lord, forgive me.
Oh, yes.
All right. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each one of us. Make us whole, Lord God. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? Testimony they want to share this morning. Testimony time.
This is Alfreda. I'm calling to thank God for my health and my strength. To thank him for my family. And to just thank him for watching over us each and every day. And I also, you know, thank him for the people that he has put along my path. I pray, you know, I say to my son, I have a son that's 32 years old, and he has Asperger's. And I tell him, I when I pray for him, I pray, God, you know, when he comes, and I'm not going to be here forever, and the fear of that, him being here alone, but God, thinking that he, you know, that fear that the devil puts in me, because God is not going to leave my son, his child, Devin, alone. He will never, ever be alone. But I pray, God, when he comes to his crossroads in his life, I say, Lord, please place an angel there to direct him in which way to go. And then, Lord, give him the wisdom to accept that gift, that knowledge. Because sometimes God has placed angels in my path, and they was telling me to go left, and I went right. So, in essence, I'm praying that God would give him the wisdom to know and to accept his gift. And I just thank God for this day. I thank God for the guests that I've heard so far. God is truly is an awesome God. And I just glad that I am, that he loves me. I'm just so thankful that he loves me. With
Amen.
All my talents, I thank him. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, we thank God for that testimony. Anybody else? One more testimony we got time for.
Well,
yes?
This is Lou Dale. I want to thank God for many blessings that he has bestowed upon me these 96 years. Oh, not year, but 96. I thank him for bringing me and my family, and I'm like the lady just spoke. I have a son that had a stroke about 20 years ago, and they had to take off his leg, his feet. But through it all, you know, he survived, and he's doing very well right now. And I had never seen nobody in ICU until I saw my son, and it was so hard, so hard, so hard. But God allow me the strength and courage that I was able to, you know, go in and come out. And I someday that I never will forget, you know, what happened. But God still was good. He's still good, and he still is good, and still can be good because he's God and God all by himself.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Miss Liddell. I thank God. It's two mothers got sons that are going through, and they asked the Lord, Lord, when I leave this earth, take care of my sons. And you know he heard that before you made the request, so he's going to do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. You can state your request. We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, children, grandchildren, church she pastored in Macedonia, Missionary Baptist Church, the Leggins and Randall family in their they're going through different situations. So bereaved family members, we're praying for them, for the Lord to heal them. So, and we're praying for Jackie Travis, her husband, two daughters, senior citizen she ministers to. We're going to be praying for someone text me about a Mrs. Knight who needs a physical healing in her body. So we're going to be praying for her, praying for bereaved families, praying for Sister Alfreda's son, praying for Miss Liddell's son. Any more prayer requests? State your prayer request.
I would request prayer for, I had three good friends were still alive this week, just right down the road for me, for their family, and don't forget Mary Jean and her son Ronnie. They still need prayer, as all of us do.
Amen, amen. All right, well, I have three people on here. I'm going to ask them to help me in prayer, Mother Fanny, Sister Rutha, and Brother Edward, if you all can help me pray for people. Sister Rutha, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, Macedonia Missionary Church, and Baptist Church where she pastors, the Leggins and the Randall family and their bereavement and illness, whatever else the Lord leads you to do. Could you pray for that for me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Heavenly Father, we come to call on your most holy and righteous name. We come to pray for Pastor Donna and her family, her church, Lord God, all the congregation, Lord God, for the Randall family, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you hear and answer prayer. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that when we pray, Lord God, a highway is opened up. And our prayers go up to heaven, and the answers mm-hmm. come back down. So, Lord God, we asking you, Lord God, to send healing, Lord God, to Sister Donna and her family, to the church family, to the Randall family. Lord God, we asking you, Jesus, to meet every need, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, because you know everything there is to know about them. So, Lord God, whatever is wrong, Lord God, you are able to make it right. Because you're the all-knowing God. You're the all-powerful God. You're the God that doesn't miss a step. Lord God, we thank you that you heal and you make whole, that you hide and you reveal. So, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, is standing in their way, Lord God, we tell it in the name of Jesus. Move in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Sickness got to move. In Jesus' name, because you sent your stripes, Lord God, and you cannot lie. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. You said you wanted us to have life and have it more abundantly. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we speak to every dry bone, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we say be quickened in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Brother Edward, can you pray for Sister Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and the senior citizens that she take care of?
Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said when we come together and we acknowledge you, you would hear our prayer. If you said in your word, the prayer of the righteous reveal as much. Father God, we are praying for Brother Travis and his family and members. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. You know all the circumstances and situation. And God, you should make our request known before you and pray one for another. And I'm praying for my brothers and my sisters, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying for comfort, direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Grant wisdom and understanding that we might know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. God, comfort them in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your will be done, God. Thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are a great comforter. And Lord, comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch right now. Move in a mighty way. For God, when we are grieved, you are grieved. But I pray for joy, peace in the midst of the storm in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, grant peace right now in Jesus' name and grant your comfort. It's by your stripes we are healed, delivered, and set free by the power of the blood and by your name. So I'm pronouncing the name of Jesus in his great mercy upon my brothers and my sisters and for the elders that have been taken care of. God, give them patience to endure, understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let them prosper in all they do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you the praise. For you the great I am, you the almighty God. Besides you, there is no other. Bless in Jesus' name. Let the windows of heaven be open. And let your grace and mercy be poured out. In Christ's name we pray. Thank God for Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Mother Fanny, can you pray for Miss Knight? She needs a healing in her body.
Yes. Oh, Father God, I want to thank you for life, health, and strength. The blood is still running warm in my veins, and each and every one of them on this line. And, Lord, I ask you, Jesus, to touch, oh, Father, name, bring her name back to me. Oh, God, I ask you to touch your daughter. You know who she are in the name of Jesus. Touch her body and heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, you got the power to do anything but fail. It is nothing in this world that you can't do. Because you is an almighty, powerful God. You got all powers in your hands. You can do anything but fail. In the name of Jesus. Heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus. Give her strength. Give her courage to move on. Go higher in you. You want us all to go higher in you. All time. You want us to love you. You want us to serve you. You want us to do our job. You done laid it out for us. And, Lord, all we got to do is to just follow you in the name of Jesus. You will make everything all right for me and for the whole wide world. Just have your way in all churches and ministers, doctors, nurses. But everybody got a job to do. And we got to do just what you said do. If we don't, we're going to be lost. And, Lord, I don't want to be lost. I don't want to see nobody be lost in this world. We all want to move up higher. We want to go to that place where we won't have to worry no more. There won't be no trouble in our way no more. You'll fix all of that. You will make everything all right because you is God in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We adore you. We give you all. We give you everything we got. We don't hold back on our Lord. Savior Jesus Christ, because he has did too much for us to hold back on him. We got to get it all come out. It's the word said that it all hang out and do your will in the name of Jesus and serve you and love you and love our children. Do what we supposed to do. All this seek to sell us in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Do whatever needs to be done for your people. For God, you know all about it. Help us to serve you all the days, the rest of the days of our life. Because you is coming, and you is coming soon. We don't know the hour. We don't know the minute. But you told us to also be ready. When you call our name, we want to be saved. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Rutha, can you pray for Sister Alfreda's son and Mother Ludell's son? They both have knee healing. You could pray for their sons, and then I'll come back in. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that there's nothing that we go through that you don't know about. There's nothing that we go through that you don't have the answer for. And so, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you make blind eyes, you open blind eyes. We know, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, that you cause the lame to walk. We know, Heavenly Father, that you unstop deaf ears. We know, Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, that the dumb speak. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that you set captives free. We know that the oppressed have to go free, Lord God. So, Lord God, we also know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Nothing can stay bound in your presence. So, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, because there is no distance in the Spirit. Lord God, we send the Spirit of the living God to Sister Ludell's son. Thank you, God, to Sister Alfreda's son. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we say, Lord God, the God that made heaven and earth, Lord God, you're able, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, thank you, God. Sister Alfreda's son. Alzberger's ain't nothing to you, Lord God. Everything has to bow at the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It's got to bow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Whatever is wrong with Sister Alfreda's son, it's got to bow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. It's got to bow. Whatever is wrong with Sister Ludell's son, it's got to bow to the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said, Lord God, where two or three are gathered in my name, you said you would be in the midst. Lord God, set them free. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I speak, hallelujah, Lord God, with authority so I can come boldly to the throne room of grace. Oh, thank you, God. Be free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to ask Brother Edward to pray for Miss Ludell's cousin, niece, Mary Jean, and she has a son also. If you could pray for her and just pray for, you know, for families as well.
All right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I present my prayer before you for Mary Jean. God, you know the circumstances, situation. You see all things. There is nothing hid from you and nothing take you by surprise. Father God, bless my sister Mary Jean from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and bless her loved one, Lord, whatever the condition is. We bind principalities and power. We serve the enemy. Notice, Satan, in the name of Jesus, we bind you now that you be bound in heaven, and we loose my sister that she be loose in heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch her right now. You know circumstances and situation. Move by your mighty power. Lord, we are praying for my sister in the mighty name of Jesus. God, open the windows of heaven. Let that blessing be poured out from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We call it in, and we rebuke you, Satan. We said, loose, that she might go free and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For, Lord, it belongs to you. And we just love and adore you. We thank you for one another. God, touch, save, deliver, set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Because it's by your stripes I claim healing in Jesus' name. For your glory, for your honor, for your praise, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland, and is there anyone who have anything they want to say before we close out?
I didn't do it, but I just thought about my mother-in-law, my ex-mother-in-law. Her knees and legs and dad can't hardly walk, so we want to keep Mother Carter, that we keep her up in prayer because of her knees and legs and bothering much. She told me on last night. She lives in Memphis, Tennessee. We want to keep Mother Carter up before God. Annie Carter.
All right. Sister Arusa, could you pray for Mother Carter?
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, we come on behalf of Mother Carter, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we know, Lord God, that the devil likes to attack knees. Hallelujah, Lord God. He likes to cut Christians off at the knees, Lord God. But he's a liar, and the truth ain't in him. Hallelujah, Lord God. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loves us.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. He tried to attack my knees. Oh, but no, no, not. Oh, thank you, God. I got the blood of Jesus on me. Lord God, saturate this sister with the blood of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Make a hole in her knees and in her legs, Lord God.
Yes.
Show the devil up for what he is. He's a liar. He's a defeated foe. And we are victorious in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody else have anything they want to say before we close? Well, praise the Lord. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. And I thank God, you know, because we serve the Almighty King. He's an awesome King. He's a mighty God. He's the ruler of our nation. But we don't have to worry about in office. We don't have to worry about any of those things. Who's the president? Who's the queen? Who's the king? We don't have to worry about anything because God is in control. He's the ruler of our nation. We don't have to worry about who the mayor of our city is because God is the mayor. Everything. He's everything. And you know what the word of God says? Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may camp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war may rise against us, in this we will be confident. One thing we have desired of the Lord, that will we seek after, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide us. He shall set us high upon a rock. But we just thank God today for Bible Storyland. I love each one of you. I look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday will be Family Day. So I look forward to hearing from you all then, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. I love you. Look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday. Love y'all.
Shalom.
Love
shalom.
Y'all too. Love y'all.
Bye-bye. Carica.
Oh, God.
Yes?
Oh, I had a lady who wanted to sing a song, but I know he's ready to go. I was
all right,
to
go ahead.
In.
Sing a sing. Go ahead.
My love, Jesus, I worship and adore you. Just want to tell that I love you more than anything. We worship and adore you. We want to tell we love you more than anything.
We love you,
Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell I love you more than anything.
Thank you, Sister Teresa. That's Miss Joanne Avanti.
What's her name?
Joanne.
All right. Well, you tell her thank you for us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday. Let her come on next Saturday, too, so she can sing that whole song. Love
right,
y'all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you. Love you all too. Bye-bye.
Bye.